Me live in studio today is Kim Dockstetter, of course, with SVI Media, but also one of the two new directors of the LCSD2 Education Foundation. Good morning, Kim. Nice morning. To get you on the radio. I think this is the first time since I started working at SVI I've been able to get you on the air.
Good morning, Duke. I don't love my radio voice, so I'll leave that to you guys.
Well, it's going to be fantastic. Appreciate your time. So a lot of people say that they didn't get busy until they retired, and you're enjoying retirement, of course, as a great career as an art teacher and in the school district, and now starting a new role in the Education Foundation. Tell us why you decided to take this position and kind of what your role specifically is.
Okay, well... when I retired, my husband asked me, you know, what are you going to do to serve? What are you going to do? Because when you're retired, you know, you're no good to anyone, basically. and this job came up, and because I felt very comfortable with the school district and wanted to be involved and continue to be involved with the school district, this just seemed to be a good fit for me. And I've worked with kids as far as applying for scholarships and things like that for the last 25 years. And so it just something that I thought that I could help and serve with.
Perfect. So, of course, Deb Wolfley was the previous director, and he is taking a step back, and they've gone on a mission, I believe. And so you and Del Cunningham are kind of co-teaming this now, right?
Yes. Del is in charge of going out and soliciting scholarship monies for students in Star Valley High School, Swift Creek High School, and Cokeville High School. And he also is working on some other projects related to the district. I'm more the administrative side and secretarial, I guess I would say. And we have a program called the Core Four, which is the four main things that the Education Foundation works with mostly. The first is scholarships, and mostly community scholarships from donors around Star Valley and Cokeville and the Western Wyoming region. And then we do a Friday food bags, which Eden Piper with the Afton Food Pantry works every Tuesday to fill these Friday food bags for students in need through the district. The funding for that comes from actually employees in the district that provide for that. And Eden has a staff that helps prepare those bags every week. And then there's the North Lincoln County Early Childhood Coalition, which is run by Emily Isaacson. And she has meetings quite often and helps with young children and their parents to help them prepare for school. And then 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten with Shelley Hunsaker, we just kind of help support that and make sure that the books are ordered and things like that. So those are the core four. And then we've been working with some other activities like the Star Valley College Gateway Program, which is brand new. I think you had Jason Horsley mm-hmm. on here about a month ago talking about that, and we're really excited about that, helping teachers to get their master's degrees so they can teach college classes for students, so students in the high schools can get possibly even an associate's degree before they graduate from high school.
Absolutely.
We've also been helping with some getting some swing sets for Osmond Elementary and now Cokeville Elementary as well. And so just things like that to help support the community.
So plenty going on, plenty that the Education Foundation's assisting and helping with. What can the, of course, as you mentioned, Dell will be contacting people for the scholarship fundraisers and that kind of thing. Is there anything else outside of that the community can do to become involved and help the foundation?
Well, we've talked about having a fundraiser in the spring to help with the foundation and to honor those who have supported the foundation with donating scholarships and things like that. We do have a board of directors, and Tim Hale is our board chairman for the board of directors. They're many different individuals from around Star Valley and Cokeville that are on the board and are giving their time to serve. And I think, you know, if anybody would like to donate to the scholarship fund or possibly the swing set funds, they just need to contact us at LCSD2EF, which is Education Foundation, LCSD2EF at LCSD2.org.
Perfect. LCSD2 twice, right?
Yes. Yes, excellent. With the EF in the middle.
Kim Dockstetter in studio this morning. She's one of two new co-directors of the LCSD2 Education Foundation. Del Cunningham, also the other director, but he had some unexpected work commitments come up this morning and wasn't able to join us on the air. So, Kim, anything else that we missed that you'd like to mention today as far as what's happening right now with this foundation?
No, I just feel like our school district has a lot of wonderful programs, and if you can help support us through the Education Foundation, we'd really appreciate it. So,
perfect. Kim Dockstetter, it's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.